Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
A volatile day for cattle futures. We were lower on the feeders and lives. May feeders down $1.77 at 147.72. August down $1.87 at 147.47. That was lower, but significantly off the lows from midday. Nearly $2 off the low in the August feeders. They went down to 145.52. And then May's about a dollar or so off their lows. They went down to 146.87. So most of the weakness came there on the August. Of course, May is going to expire here in about 7 trading days. But looking at the August feeders here, they still have quite a bit of room to go to that 138 level, which was the low at the end of April. So we're about $10 off that. Live cattle down $1.77 in June when we had some 132 cash trade, which puts us with June live cattle at 121.35, about $11 or $10.70 below where the cash market is. We've still got 40 days for those two markets to converge. And then boxed beef at midday up 30 on choice at 228.06. Select down 5 cents, 212.15. The feeder cattle index, 148.45. And again, 132 trade yesterday in Texas and Kansas. And cattle on feed report tomorrow, 100.1% on feed, 99.2 placed, and then 102.4 marketed.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
The grain trade red across the board here. We had corn down 10 cents, December at 396 down 10, soybeans down 5.5, and then the wheats, Kansas City down about 9 across the board, and Chicago down 12. Exports this morning were really big for corn, despite the sell-off. It seemed like the overall trend in the grains today was lower like other commodities, all based on the fact that the U.S. dollar had strengthened. Yesterday, the Fed indicated that they will likely or could possibly raise interest rates next month. If they do that and the dollar increases, then that could possibly hurt exports going forward. And then the NOAA released their 3-month or 90-day forecast. It looks like it could be normal to above normal temperatures, but normal rain. And that kind of alleviates any sort of drought talk at this point. Of course, we've still got a long growing season ahead, so anything can happen. Also, USDA released 129,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. That was not enough to keep that market rallying. And then the overall commodity sector in general today, just under a lot of pressure based on that Federal Reserve news. Of course, that could always turn around if they don't raise the interest rates. But at this point, that's what's pressuring the commodities.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.